We each have to face adversity and trauma in our lives, but the way we cope and move forward can make a huge difference to our personal triumphs. Sam Cawthon certainly knows that to be true after having a serious car accident. Even pronounced dead for 3 minutes, he turned his crisis into success. He's now a CEO and an internationally best-selling author. The leader and founder of Speakers Institute and Speakers Tribe is in South Australia today to run an event called People Follow People. He joins me now for a chat. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It sounds as though you were given another chance at life after your accident, Sam. What happened?
Yeah. So, look, I was in the prime of my life, 26 years old, you know, had a great job with the government. I had two kids, married, beautiful wife, and I was just driving along and I fell asleep. So it was my fault. I fell asleep behind the wheel. I veered over the other side of the road and the police said it was a 206-kilometre head-on with a semi-trailer truck.
Yikes.
So, yeah, so I was actually, my heart stopped for about 3.5 minutes, obviously resuscitated. But I then realised I'd lost my right arm above the elbow and my right leg was completely shattered. I had a lot of internal injuries as well. And I was in hospital for 5 months and in a wheelchair for an entire year.
Wow. And how were you feeling? Were you sort of hitting rock bottom and feeling pretty gloomy down in the dumps, or did you already have that sort of positive attitude that you've fostered over the years?
Yeah, look, this was a very defining moment in my life. I suppose I look at myself as being an ordinary, everyday bloke. And so, you know, when you wake up and you just suddenly notice, because I didn't remember the accident at all initially. You know, I suppose the good thing about our biology and our body, it just simply doesn't remember significant trauma. And so when I woke up, I just suddenly just found myself now living with a disability. And it was tough. It was really tough. I had moments where, you know, I did want to give up. But you know what was a huge part of my strength was my kids. You know, my kids, my wife, my family, you know, the proximity of people around me, that was certainly really encouraging. And, you know, if I didn't have that, it certainly would have been quite difficult. So I think we all go through really tough times in our life. I mean, mine was more physical, but certainly the people that we surround ourselves with can really help and encourage us to what I like to call bounce forward rather than bouncing back and going back to where we've been. We can actually learn from our crisis and our tough times and bounce forward into a new reality.
An opportunity for growth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think even right now during this pandemic and as we sort of start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I really truly believe that it's not about going back to where we were in 2019, early 2020. I think we can learn from this and bounce forward into new reality. If you study over the history of time, you'll see some of the greatest of crises that we've had from world wars through to 9/11, through to the, you know, even in recent years, the global financial crisis. What you'll find is some of the greatest of opportunities derive in crisis moments. We're started in an actual tough moment in our life. So, you know, I look at a crisis in a way as a positive. Not that I want to have my head in the clouds, but we have tough times and we can learn from that and we grow through it as well.
Yeah, right. So what were a couple of techniques that you used during that time? You obviously had to really project quite forward to imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, look, what I was saying earlier on is the company that we keep. I regularly say this, proximity is power. And so what that means is this, we now have undisputed evidence that now shows that we are the average of our five closest friends or our five closest people that we spend time with. We're the average of that, which then means if you hang around with negative people, you'll end up negative. If you hang around with poor, unsuccessful people, you'll end up poor and unsuccessful. But if you hang around with positive people, enlightened people, successful people, whatever that is for you, you will end up to be the average of five. And so that was certainly, you know, a real solid principle, if you want to call it, that really helped me to, you know, get through it.
Oh, wow.
Then the other thing, yeah, was just simply looking at crisis in a different way. I now look at a failure in a positive way because we learn through our failures, we grow through our failures in our tough times, And so, but sometimes we're blinded because, you know, when we're in the middle of a really tough time, we can't see the light of day. And so the more that we realise that this is only just a small season that we're going through, if people are feeling financial struggle or relationship struggle, it's just a season. And I believe there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Fantastic. That's a really good message. And when I'm in the middle of a bit of a crisis, I like to take a bit of a disconnection to my feelings and look at myself from above and have a curious fascination about what I'm going through. And I feel that that helps me a little bit sometimes as well.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And it's also easier said than done as well,
eh? Yeah, true.
You know, because when we're in the midst of it, like, all we see is what is in front of us.
Mm.
But that's why I think that when you strategically hang around with people that are encouraging you, that are lifting you up, positive people, you know, it's actually quite inspiring and it's quite encouraging. So yeah, I certainly would encourage people, start choosing who you spend time with, choose those positive people in your life. And sometimes we need to cut off those people that are negative and cut them off. And that's even harder because sometimes our family can be our greatest dream killers.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, I respect my family. I love my family, but I'm not necessarily going to look at them as my coach or my mentor.
Ah, brilliant. Now, does this feed into your latest book, People Follow People?
Yeah, look, without a doubt. So obviously, over the last few years, I've been a professional speaker, actually for 15 years now. And around 8 years ago, I decided to help other speakers or other people share their story and their journey. And you know what's really fascinating? Over the last few years, what we've seen is that we've now lost trust in brands, in companies, in logos, in media, in governments to a certain extent. And what we're now looking at is that we're now looking to other human beings. So my latest book is called People Follow People. And I suppose I'm encouraging everyone that they can influence other people through their own story, through their own crisis. And how did you get through that? And teach me how you got through that, because you can influence me. We're no longer influenced by brands or logos or companies or governments or media. We're now influenced by other human beings. So I believe everyone has a story. And when you learn how to share that story more powerfully, you can influence other people. Why? Because people follow people that they like and trust.
That is great. And that is also the name of your event today.
Yes, about to jump up on stage. My event today is called People Follow People. Super excited about really encouraging a bunch of speakers and influencers and aspiring authors and really anyone that wants to share their story. I'm just doing a free workshop here just to really help people here in Adelaide to get their story out and be that positive influencer to other people.
Oh, great. Now, it's already started, but people can still get along.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still come along. I'm doing a full-day workshop and then I'm doing a special book launch in the evening.
Oh, great. The full-day workshop is on right now at Ridges and then a book launch this evening at 6 p.m. Hey, absolutely delightful to get you on the show and inspire us today, Sam. Thanks so much for your wisdom and time.
No problems at all. Absolutely loved it. Why don't you come down to Ridges? We'd love to see you there.